Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Our interview today is sponsored by a hidden gem in Starkville, Mississippi, Alora Modern Wellness. Founded by healthcare veterans Rich and Lisa Lopez, Alora offers cutting-edge therapies like whole-body cryotherapy, infrared saunas, LED light treatments, and assisted stretching, all designed to relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost recovery. Whether you're an athlete, a busy professional, or simply seeking balance, Alora provides personalized care in a serene setting. Located at 821 C Highway 12 across from Kroger, it's your local destination for modern wellness. Discover more at aloramodernwellness.com. All right, we're back on track with our spring football series. We're joined now by Callum McAndrew from the Columbia Tribune, covers the Missouri Tigers. We've had him on a few times before. Callum, always appreciate your time. A year ago, if you were listening to this podcast or if you were listening to Sports Talk Mississippi, I was waxing pretty poetic about Austin Simmons and how he was going to be the next great Ole Miss quarterback and how all that was going to work out. I still believe in that guy. I think he's super, super talented. What is he going to be at Missouri this year?
Yeah, I think it's pretty significant that Missouri's gone ahead and just named him the starter. That is not something that Eli Drinkwitz has done necessarily in the past. I mean, you look at the quarterbacks that they've gone through. Bo Prabula last year, they took him into the first week of the season with Sam Horn to get into that. Brady Cook, in two of his 3 years as the starter, had to go into fall camp, also had to go into the first week of the season in one of the years that he won the job. This is not something Drinkwitz has done. He has liked to let these things develop into fall camp. He's liked to see a full off season of work from his quarterbacks. But I think it's pretty telling that they've got this guy in from Ole Miss. They had him on a do not contact tag in the transfer portal, essentially on the first day before Ole Miss's playoff run was even done. And they had this guy essentially lined up to come here. I think they've identified him pretty early as someone that they wanted to be here. And I think it seems like they're fairly confident in what he can be. Now, we know what Missouri's offense is. They're run first. It's Ahmad Hardy. It's you know, they've produced three of the SEC's leading rushers in the last five seasons. But they have been pretty woeful for the past couple of years at moving the ball downfield. I think Simmons, lefty guy, former pitcher, looks like he's got a bit more of an arm on him than even Brady Cook did a couple of years ago. That was one of his limitations at times. And then Bo Prabula, definitely last year, that was his major limitation. They've identified the passing offense as something that was a weakness, and I think that's where they are going with this step. And I think naming him the starter already was pretty significant.
And then you mentioned Hardy, as good as a running back in the country was last year. I always thought it was kind of funny that Hardy came to Missouri and Lacey left Missouri, and those were the two best guys. Like, could have had them both if he had played your cards right. I don't know, but he's great. There's no getting around that. What about this wide receiver core for Missouri? Who does Simmons have to throw to? I know Caden Lee is a familiar name to him.
Yeah. He's the really interesting one to me because it seems like him and Austin Simmons come as a team, honestly. Like, that's kind of what this seemed like. He looks like a really good player, man. Yeah, I'm really intrigued to see what Missouri does with him out the slot, because they've had a couple of good slot receivers in the past few years. That has been where they've been pretty consistently great, with Luther Burden and then Kevin Coleman last season, you know, a couple of NFL guys now. So I'm intrigued to see what they do with him. That has been their strength. Couple other guys that really intrigue me on the outside. They've got Donovan Olubide, who's a freshman last season, who made some absolute circus catches. He was definitely Missouri's best rookie last year. I think he's going to give them a little bit of a high point threat. I like what he brings to the team. And then Caleb Goody from Cincinnati. He was at one point clocked, I believe, as one of the five fastest players in the sport by, you know, one of these companies that tracks those stats. So that's something that I think they can utilize now. If they've got someone who can move the ball downfield, we'll see how they incorporate it. They haven't been the most aggressive passing offense in the past, but they have seemed to have put a bit of intent behind bringing in weapons, giving Austin Simmons something to work with in the passing game. And those are the three primary threats. And they all bring something a little bit different to the table, which is intriguing. So we'll see what they do with that. We'll see if they can improve in that area. But they've at least got the personnel there to take a step forward on that front.
I think one of the things in this day and age of college football that you can kind of tell how teams are going to be successful is how homegrown are they on the line of scrimmage. I feel like if you're going into the portal for a four or five starters on the O-line, four or five starters on the D-line, that's a real problem. This Missouri team has that. They have some returning faces on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Is that a big key for you for this upcoming year?
Yeah, I think they've done a little bit of both. They've had years where they've had a lot of consistency. I too tend to worry a little bit about portaled offensive lines, just in terms of consistency and just that how in sync you have to be at that position. I think that is definitely a problem. And Missouri does have that as well a little bit this year. They are turning over a few spots along that offensive line. The one that really worries me there is over at right tackle, since Simmons is a lefty quarterback. They brought in Josh Atkins from Arizona State. He's a guy with 2,500 career snaps, really experienced player, which is something, they did that last year with Keegan Trost, who was a top 100 pick this year. So they've done the portal side pretty well before. But Atkins has picked up an injury, and they don't know if he's going to be ready to go at the start of next year. So now there's a massive question at right tackle. I'll be intrigued to see, because like you said, they do have consistency and they do have some homegrown stuff along the rest of the line. Caden Green's going to be potentially a first-round draft pick over at left tackle next season. You've got Dominic Judice, who was excellent at guard for Missouri last year. Really, really, he's going to slot over to center, which I think is even a more natural position for him from what we hear. We'll see what they do. There are some questions there, but I mean, they have two really major returning pieces, which I think that is key there.
The place where I see the most new faces on this depth chart is in the secondary. They went into the portal for some players there. Of course, when you lose guys like Stephen Hall and Jalen Catalan, yep, and all those guys, you're going to have to do that. Is that the place in the spring where you had the most, you had your eyes on the most?
Yeah, I mean, the whole defense, really. I mean, you look at, five of Mizzou's six NFL draft picks were defensive starters. And then you look even further, some of their undrafted free agents, some guys who are just graduating. I mean, they're turning over, I believe, 8 or 9 of the 11 starters, and then even more rotational pieces. But the secondary, I mean, it's completely turned over almost. I mean, it's all of your three rotational cornerbacks. It is two of the three starters at safety by the end of the season. It is a lot to turn over. Now, there are, it's tough to tell. They're not lighting up the playbook in spring camp, so it's tough to see really what these guys are up to a lot of the time. But there are pieces in there that I'm generally encouraged by. I think Chris Graves, another familiar name down in Mississippi, there was a starter for Ole Miss in their playoff run. Looks to be a really good player and somebody that we're hearing a lot of good things about. They've got a safety who kind of overtook Jalen Catalan in the backfield last season, which I thought was impressive. He's a big guy, 6'3", 220 pounds, got some really good safety size, hard hitter. He's going to kind of anchor that position, but then there's just a lot of turnover there just in general. It is going to be two new corners that are starting. It is going to be a couple of new safeties. They have that sort of star hybrid nickel linebacker position safety there, where we still don't really know. I asked this guy Santana Banner who they were trying out there, and they said, we're all kind of taking some reps there, we're all testing it out and seeing what happens, who can fit in there. So there are questions there. I think they've earned a little bit of the benefit of the doubt there, because they have had two really good defenses in a row under Corey Batoon. So I think we can give them a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. But the turnover is a lot. It really is significant.
Missouri has been this team that's been on the periphery of the playoffs the past couple of years, but they have not been able to break through yet. Do you feel like, just looking at this team as it is right now in the spring, that this could be the year where Missouri finds their way into that 12-team playoff?
I think the easy answer to that is I am less confident about that this year than I would have been at this time last year. Okay. I think there is a little bit more turnover, and I think there's a little bit more turnover at key positions. I think when you look at where they were last year, particularly at really impactful positions on the defense, at the second level and an edge rusher, I think they were deeper and more talented at this time last year. So I have some questions about that. But like you say, they have consistently now put up seasons where they were at least in that conversation heading into November. They were at least in the realm in the world where you could say, hey, we need to at least think about Missouri in these discussions. We'll see if this is the year. There is a lot of turnover, and they do have, I mean, they've got what I think, who I think is the best running back in the sport.
Yeah.
I mean, I you know, I'll hear arguments for Kawan Lacy and you know, Hardy is just, I mean, it makes you laugh.
I mean, what he does, you're on a Mississippi games. State Absolutely. Podcast. They know what Ahmad Hardy can do in a college football game.
Yeah. Oh, that's, yeah, you're no kidding. Yeah. I mean, just ludicrous. You know, they do have really, really intriguing pieces on offense. And I think they are, you know, you're talking about year seven of the Eli Drinkwitz era as well. There is familiarity there. They know what they're doing. There is some consistency just in staff, in concept. We'll see. I think the schedule is quite tough for them this year. They're going to have to knock off a Georgia or a Texas. They're going to have to go in and upset someone if they want to be in that playoff discussion this year. To me, there are holes and there are questions that need answering. And, you know, you even look at down to the quarterback position. Austin Simmons has all the talent in the world. He's taken less college snaps than Missouri's backup freshman, Matt Zollers, who came in for a few games last season. I think he started against Mississippi State. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He only played three or four games for Missouri, and he's taken more snaps than Simmons in college. So there are questions that they need to prove they have the talent, that there is talent on this roster. And if we get to November again and we're talking about Missouri as a potential fringe playoff team, I won't be surprised. But I'm not sure... I'm not sure they can overcome the questions that still exist here in April.
So that is the last question. I've asked everybody the same final question. When we get to that final game of the year, Missouri, who's Missouri finished with this year? I don't know off the top of my head. It's not Arkansas.
Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yep.
What are we saying about the Tigers the next day?
Wow. I think that's a tough one. I think we're looking at another good Eli Drinkwitz team. I think we're looking at another team that has put itself into the upper echelon of the SEC, and I think they have familiarity enough that's where they reside now. I think we can look at this as, hey, 8 wins is the expectation for this Missouri team, and I think that's where we'll see them again this year. The schedule is tough. A lot of the teams that you would normally look at and go, oh, okay, well, that's where there are some more questions there. I'm talking about, you know, your Kentuckys of the world with coaching changes. So there's a little bit of uncertainty there. I still think this is an 8-win team in my mind. If they go higher than that, it wouldn't shock me. I think that requires some pieces to fall into the right place, though, like along the defensive line, along the offensive line, and at quarterback.
Mississippi State will host Missouri week 4 of the college football season. That will be a massive game for the Bulldogs. We're going to talk more about that on the podcast as well, and why that game in particular is so important. Callum McAndrew, Columbia Tribune, appreciate your time, man, as always.
Hey, thanks for having me.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.